chose that break at a perfect time. So anyways, that is about all that I had. I second the comment about Bobby May with a new generator or a standby generator. There are companies in town that do sell whole house generators. They are quite spendy, but sometimes it is worth the expense to know that you have your home protected and you can have the lights on when it's off everywhere else. And I'm returning it back to Matt. Thank you.
Copy that. That's a really good idea. And I know that there are gas generators out there, but there are also solar generators, and some of those are spendy too. But like you said, it's just peace of mind because you never know what's going to happen. Is there anything else, Gail?
Not that I can think of at this time. Thanks so much for hosting the net, and I will be monitoring.
Thank you. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WSKC 543, Crystal, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WSKC 543, Crystal, and I'm just wanting to put out there that, yeah, stock up on food and also have gas and everything on hand.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. That's part of being prepared, so we're trying to prepare everybody for everything. Is there anything else, Crystal?
Well, also, everyone probably knows, but flashlight and batteries.
Definitely flashlights and batteries. We also have their little their lanterns that you use for camping. So they take batteries and things like that, but if you don't have the candles or that you don't want to have lit, you can use those little lanterns that you use for camping. They don't require too much battery, and you can turn them on and off. So we have those kind of in every room, so that's a good idea. Is there anything else, Crystal?
No, that's great. I forgot about that, but that's great. That's all.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing with that and for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJX 597 Jill and WRZL 684 Lee. They were unable to participate this evening. And the ladies from the east side would like to send their love. They can't join us, but they are actually starting their own Patriot Ladies Net on the east side. So love goes out to them, and they send their love to you. 359, moving forward.
WQGA 709 Carol, have a comment?
709 Carol, go ahead.
In the beginning, I didn't hear you say anything about the time change this weekend. Did you mention it?
Yes, I did. I did mention that the time changes on Sunday. It's going back to standard time, so you need to fall back with your clock probably the night before. But thank you for that. Anything else, Carol?
No, I just, my mind was thinking about something else when you mentioned it.
Copy that. Well, we'll probably all forget before Sunday anyway, and then we'll realize that the time did change without us. Are there any other comments out there? Kimber, 487. 487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, everyone, especially ladies out here. Not to spread any fear, but the government shutdown is making it where there will be no SNAP or WIC benefits distributed on November 1st. It's creating a lot of hard times for a lot of people in this area. So there's a couple things we can do is, one, make sure you're stocking up before the first. Be careful. Be watchful. Look around you and see what's happening. There's going to be a lot of people who are really desperate and really on hard times, seeking help or actually maybe looting or hurting others. It could be. Don't be scared. Just realize that these things could happen. Break. Another possibility is if you have the means to help out your community by either donating to food banks who are going to run short. They're expected to not be able to keep up with the demand, or schools or churches or healthcare organizations who are reaching out to collect food for the needy people. So reach out if you can help to other organizations, and just keep your eyes open and look out for what could harm you or help you, ladies. So take care and be well. Thanks, Karen. Back to Ned.
Well, thank you for that information, Kimber. We really appreciate that. And like I've been saying, if you're going to be out and about, just be really aware of what's going on around you. Are there any other comments out there?
Yes, this is Carol again. Also, if you go to the bank this Friday or Saturday, be sure if you're taking the money out, be sure you have it. Don't flash it. Put it in your pocket or something, and we're going to keep an eye out, walking back out to the car.
Copy that. Well, that's a good idea anyway. That's, once again, that's being really aware of your surroundings, and that's a very good idea. Is there anything else out there?